Lili Nishmas of Kleinemis Kamish Ben Avili Malach. Shabbos Berk Beis Mishnah Aleph. Bameh Madlikin Uvameh Ein Madlikin. What can we light with? We're going to discuss wicks and oils and what we cannot light with. Ein Madlikin Loi B'Lechesh. One is not allowed to light with Lechesh, which is like a woolly substance between the bark and the wood of a cedar tree. V'Loi B'Chosen. This again is discussing the wicks. This is non-carded flax that was not carded with a carding brush, which would soften it. V'Loi B'Chaloch. And also not, chaloch is the residue of silk, it's the waste from the silk. V'lo b'psila sa'idin, and also not with a, it's almost like a wool fiber between the bark and the wood of a willow. V'lo b'psila sa'midbar, and also not from the leaf of a long type of grass, which was called psila sa'midbar. V'lo b'yiroka shal p'nei amayim, and also not with yiroka on the water next to a boat, which l'chor is talking about algae. That would grow if the Rav explains, if the boat would sit by the water, so it'd be some kind of plant that would grow on it, and Mestami's talking about algae. So all these cases, this is specifically focusing on the wicks, that you cannot use these wicks to light with on Shabbos. And the Rav explains, the reason is because the fire will not enter the actual wick, it will rather just stay around the periphery of the wick. And we're going to see what the problem is with that soon. Now the Mishnah continues with oils. The oils that you're not allowed to light with on Shabbos. Now we're talking about just lighting candles for Shabbos, for Chvod Shabbos, like we do when we light candles. V'lo b'zefes, and not with pitch. V'lo b'shava, and not with wax. Now, we point out right away, the Rav does, that the wax here is not like what we have, candles that have a wick, and the wax wraps around the wick and goes straight up. That's fine. What we're talking about, where a person would use a wax as oil in place of oil, where the wax would be sort of like on the bottom, and the wick would try to draw out from this wax. That you cannot do, because that's not like a candle. V'lo b'shemen kick, and not with cottonseed oil. Some explain it's the oil that would come from a kikon diona, the Rav explains. Or some say castor oil from the castor plant, the castor seed from that plant. V'lo b'shemen sreifa, and also not with oil of truma that became tamei. One is allowed to light with truma tamei. It had, that was the value that it had. And since truma that's tamei stands only to be burned, they couldn't eat from it or anything like that, because it's usur to eat from. That's why Chazal called it shemen sreifa. But there's a concept that you're not allowed to burn kachim on yontif. And truma is learnt out, even though truma is not mamish hektish, but it's considered in a certain way kachim, and it's learnt out from it. So you can't burn truma tamei on yontif. It's learnt out from gzeiros hakosev. So the Mishnah is talking about where Yontif fell on Erev Shabbos, and it's telling us again that you can't use Shemen Sreifa to light your Shabbos candles on Yontif. V'lo ba'alya, and not from the fat from a tail. Now this fat is kosher fat. V'lo b'chelev, and also from the chelev, which is the non-kosher fat. The kosher fat actually would burn better than the non-kosher fat of the animal. And the Mishnah tells us that both of them are usur. Now, what's the reason that all these oils are usur? So the Rav explains, because they don't draw into the wick so well, and because the wick won't draw from these oils and the candle won't burn nicely, we're afraid you may come and turn the oil towards the wick, and you'll be over the isser of havara, of kindling. That's one reason. The other reason that's brought, because it doesn't light well, both the wick, in the cases of the wicks, or the oil, in the cases of the oils, you may just say, you know what, I'm going to get out of this room. You won't end up eating a suda, and at the end of the day, you didn't have a candle, and you didn't have your shalom bayis on Shabbos. And ner shel Shabbos is a chova, it's an obligation. And the obligation, Rashi says in the Gemara, is because of kvod Shabbos, it's the honor of Shabbos. And Rashi says, the Tosfos Yontif brings, that the Suda of Shabbos is only considered a Suda when there's enough candlelight where it's lit just like it's daytime. So those are the two reasons why you need both the wick and the oil to function properly. Mishnah continues, Nachum Amadi Omer, Madlikin Bechelev Mevushal. Nachum Amadi says, but you can light with fat that's cooked. So he disagrees with the Tana Kama. He holds that cooked fat can be lit with. Chacham say it doesn't make a difference whether it's cooked or it's not cooked, you can't light with it. So the question is the Chacham, how are they differing from the Tana Kama? The Tana Kama already said v'lo b'chelev. So we did have Nachum Madi disagree, but why do we have to repeat the Chacham? So the Rab brings down that one of these shitas, whether it's the Tana Kama or the Chacham, one of them hold that there is one case that's mutter, where if you had chelev mevushal, so cooked fat, which actually does cook better than non-cooked fat, and then you mixed with that cooked fat oil that's totally fine. So let's say you mixed with it some olive oil. Then that would be mutter to light with. And the reason that this case would be mutter when you mix it, because this is a gzeira, the Gemara explains. Because really, cooked fat will light. And the only reason we don't use cooked fat is because of gzeira, of using non-cooked fat. And now that you add good oil to the cooked fat, so it's a gzeira.